It's time to blunder! Woo! The Blunder Years. Back before all the beer made him age 50 years. What a tragedy. The Blunder Years. Just before that buffoon went and totally ruined his career. Let's cheer.
Skull it up, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome behind the wall. Do we got a little behind the wall ditty for him, Bob?
Behind my paywall.
Do, 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 do.
Love it. Welcome, everybody.
Cunt.
Let's go.
Scroll.
It's about that time. We're behind the wall. It's time to fire it up, as Joe 316 likes to say. And let's fire it up. We got choices. We got choices for you today. All right?
Boom.
We got what? 2-3 packages to choose from? Here's our choices. Number one. Tommy the Martian and Scott and John. Scott the Engineer and John together. Okay, that's one option. Option number two, 25 minutes of John's last day at K-Rock. Choice three, what was choice three, Frog?
Gary pretends to fire John.
Okay, so Gary gets a prank back on John and pretends to fire him. So your choices are one, we have Tommy. We have two, John's last day, 25 minutes of it. And we have three, Gary firing John. I see some threes, but what? I see a lot of two threes. It's looking like two and threes running away with it.
My personal choice would be two, but I know I don't.
Okay. Bob, your personal choice, please.
Would be two.
Two. Okay.
I'm seeing a lot of twos.
Okay. Two it is. Load her up. Load her up, DJ. And don't worry. I'm sorry,
which one was two again?
Two. I'm going to better load it up, asshole. You teased three a long time ago. Listen, you got another paywall show coming. Don't worry. We got you. We got you. We're keeping this high and tight.
Not like my balls.
Boom, boom. Do you have it, too?
You really don't know which one it is.
Do you really not know which one?
Nope, I do. I know exactly which one you want.
You're lying sack of shit. I see what you wrote in private chat.
I'm not. It's this one.
I didn't even look in private chat. That's not the right one you put up. What are you putting up?
What an idiot.
While he's being an idiot, hit like for our beautiful Stacey Allen telling everybody what to do. That's what we like.
John's last day serious is, of course, you want it.
Of course. Thank you. Let's go.
You got to do that.
Hey, it's also a shame that Stutter and John's last date today, and now we're talking about this all the time.
Hey, you know what, though? Mel was talking to me about that. He goes, John's a traitor. I go, really? What is that all about? He goes, look, he said, what you did for this guy, there was nobody on the planet. He couldn't pick up the phone and call you beforehand or go to you in the hall. He goes, at least say to you, hey, something's up. Jay Leno's a big con man, rip-off guy. Maybe we could have done something for the guy. He goes, but he totally abandoned ship. He did it on the sly so that, you know, nothing would get screwed up for him. He wasn't interested in staying with the show, and he wasn't interested in being with the people.
If he was on the Titanic, they would have found him on one of those lifeboats, just him.
By himself. Yeah. Exactly.
Holding a fake baby.
He'd be without us. And he says, he's dead to me.
Oh, well, I knew that. Mel, you don't leave.
Yeah, he says, you don't even know when you're being screwed by a dude. He goes, what, he couldn't come to you and say, hey, something's going on here, and maybe, you know, I want to be with the most cutting edge show on the planet.
We did play this last week. People are
we did, right? That's what I thought. I'm sitting here, I'm going, I know we saw this.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Idiots. Idiots, all of you.
Heads will roll.
This is a repeat. Shut up, fuckers.
Get behind the second wall for a meeting, guys. What the hell?
All right, let's pretend it's a repeat. What are you guys doing for Easter?
Morons. Idiots. Surrounded by idiots. Three. Now they're voting for three. you didn't know. Shut up, Janet.
You're U-O-R.
Yeah, learn to spell your. All right. Now people are saying one. Are you loading three? Is three in?
I'm getting there.
And now he's getting there.
Somebody said four.
Four people won. I didn't even know we had a four.
Get a four, Frog.
All right, while you're teasing that, while you're getting that ready, should I tease a little something? Should I play that thing we can watch tonight, or should I just save it for tonight?
Play it.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So I guess on the creep off, the great Vinnie Paulino, some call him Moonhead.
Some call him Bald Vino.
Mm-hmm. Bald
Vinnie Paulino. Bald
Take a sip. Just
take your time.
Drink down that poison. So I guess they called Stevie Tomatoes, the bar that was terrorized by one Carl Heberger over
look
there.
At him. Look how smug. Look how smug he is.
Yeah, he's a schmuck, smug, schmuck, schmug. We like to call him.
Buddy was accused of doing graffiti.
So he's on the phone with somebody who works there, and check this out.
Management or owner?
Yeah.
Buddy was accused of doing graffiti in the bathroom.
Can you guys like just stop? Like, it's harassment at this point.
Oh, I'm not trying to harass.
Stop. It's a restaurant. Like, just stop already. It's ridiculous. So, like, what are we, five?
What is that, Florentine?
What? Really?
How old are you?
Ugh. Five.
You really? You're thanking God it's Friday? Really?
Not five, no, ma'am. I just want to make sure my friend isn't
Well,
like
you
Bill.
Guys are all acting like you're five, like writing bad reviews and all that. Like,
oh
stop.
My gosh, we have nothing. We have nothing to do with that. We have nothing to do with that. I just want to make sure that my co-host isn't blamed for this and is billed because somebody said
like,
that
really,
he's going
like,
to be billed.
Stop. There's no graffiti here. Like, just stop.
Let's just play that back real quick.
Like really, like stop. There's no graffiti here. Like, just stop.
Wow.
No graffiti here.
John, I thought there I knew is John. No,
yes, and I repeat, there is no graffiti here, John.
John.
Wow.
That's right. Wow. Uh-huh. That's
now
right.
Probably part of her frustration and being upset is John probably saying, you got to say this. You got to tell him this. You got to. He just we needed a cover story.
Right.
Wow.
Okay, no problem, man.
Like, just stop. It's
no
so
problem.
Ridiculous.
One more time in honor of John.
Yes.
Oh, somebody God. Said like, that really, he was going to like, stop. There's no graffiti here. Like, just stop.
Okay, no problem, man.
Like, just stop. It's
no
so
problem.
Ridiculous.
You will never hear my voice again. You have a beautiful.
Oh, how do I get that deal?
Yeah.
No problem. I appreciate it, too.
Holy shit. Now, is this another bar he will not be allowed back to?
I mean, look, all of this shit that's running downhill right now was started by one man, and that is John. John brought them into the mix by bringing up this fucking story, this creating this story, which I'm sure somebody sent John that picture from somewhere else.
Right.
And John decided to come up with this story.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at you. Now look at you, John. Look what you've done. Another person.
Really?
Yeah. You keep doing this. Family, friends, you're bringing them all in here. Mm-hmm. For what?
He'll be a Tommy Pineapples in a week.
and then look at yourself over there, Tommy Pineapples. thanks for the past 6 months. Thank you, Snakebite 316, brother. Thank you. Fug Lee. Oh, hi, Silent. He's Silent Mike Gorbachev. What? I love that.
Is it still on your face?
It's a little bit. It's almost
gone. Oh, my God. Look at it.
The it's worst idea big. Ever he's ever had.
It was not the best idea I've ever had. I'm not saying.
So this means not only did John lie, but he also graffitied some unknown location. Mm-hmm. Get on it, detectives. It could be that, or it could be somebody was at something where somebody wrote that, or they wrote it themselves and sent it to John. Right. Who knows?
They even could have told him that it was at Stewed Tomatoes or wherever, and he just was too lazy to go into the bathroom and check.
That's probably
wish
the
I
other
was
thing.
A detective, because or a news writer, I'd be headlines. John's graffiti story? Has stalled.
Now that's a New York Post headline if I ever heard one. Boom. Please ask Ray if this is a work. No, I'm not going down that road with Ray.
I mean, what were they going to do? Were they trying to hurt him?
The work?
I got a text out of the blue today from Carlos Danger, who I haven't talked to in a while. And in all caps, he just writes, FYI, Ray's a free agent, he writes me in all caps. What say you, dues payer? What say you?
Hey, yeah!
Severing John has drawn first, second, and third, and his own blood.
Wow. And he had the marker thing on his finger. I mean, like this doesn't just happen. This is like the worst criminal in the world.
Yeah. He really is a bumbling idiot. He really is. Love it. Good job, boys, over there on the Creep Off. Go support the Creep Off, man. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Support the boys. It's a great show.
That's amazing.
He's played many practical.
Yeah. Oh, so here's the John getting fired. So John had done, well, I guess Howard will set it up.
Jokes on Baba Booey.
Let's see, the Gary, stealing of the Gary puppet.
Gary took the Gary puppet to an appearance. Lo and behold, Stuttering John stole it. And I had told Gary, don't you lose that puppet because I love that puppet more than I love you.
Right. The puppet was pretty much new at the time. And
very popular.
You made it clear that you didn't want anything to happen to this puppet.
No, I didn't.
And now ever since
John went and stole it and Gary had a heart attack.
Has anybody seen the puppet anywhere?
Gary running around like he lost his kid at the park is one of the funniest things ever. You know, all is bullshit it, aside.
Who is that? IRS?
It's Erwin R. Scheister back in the room.
And then John had a stockbroker call and say that I lost all my money.
Right. Which was a real good one.
And then you know, I was.
And then one time I was chasing a $10 bill on a fishing line for about 7.5 minutes.
Put a banana on it.
He put a banana on a fishing line.
I woke up in Yonkers.
He got me to crawl into a garbage truck. Won't happen again, I'll tell you that.
On Sunday, I said, it's time to do this joke. I went back and took some old E-tapes out. I watched The Learning Annex. Remember where that thing? Now, John didn't think of that, but you were pretty much done with me when John came in to explain to you how boring.
He always pets people, Gary, I noticed. You know, isn't that kind of weird that he always has? You don't have to put your hand. I don't like when people touch, you know what
He's
I mean?
He's like a young Vince McMahon over there pawing at people the whole time.
I was. Yeah. To prolong it another 20 minutes. John, could you do it?
I wouldn't want to do this. So.
Could you, though?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. I mean, look. What? I can't tell that
He could bore people for 2 hours.
I can tell him how you used to drive a truck for Wholesale Tire.
Yeah.
This is where he was great. This is where he shined.
The reason we didn't pull all that rap about him working at Fridays and stuff, it was so boring. We sat back there.
Wait a minute. Who is that again? Which one is that?
That's Ganji.
That's what I just don't. I don't even know that person at all.
Like, it's wild, right?
Pull it. You know, we could pull it to show how boring it was, but we're like, oh, it's just too boring. Forget it.
Yeah, if it's boring, are people going to sit and listen to it?
Right. That whole rap from all his boring jobs was at least like 20 minutes to a half hour. It was just so boring.
And then I came in around 5:30, and the busboys were putting the plates on the tables. And then I watched as they made the coleslaw. It was quite fascinating. But I knew it wasn't for me. I had to move on.
And I love the book. Fred would make it look at Gary while Gary was sitting in there. It was so funny.
So Gary said, I really want to get John. And Gary came to me. He says, I'm going to fire John.
Calm down.
Because I know it's not funny.
You ain't wrong.
But I
really want to fire him.
I want to fire him.
He's not
watch
wrong.
That bastard squirm. I said, all right, I'm in. What do I got to do? He says, you just get on the air and say you're mad at John, which I did.
Effectively.
Hey, and you know what? While I was sick, I changed.
This is the easiest part of the prank, is for Howard to pretend he's mad at John on the air.
It's my opinion about a lot of people around here, particularly some of the interns. And I got news for you. I called Gary last night. There's a couple of people who've been doing things behind my back. I'm cleaning house around here as soon as I get healthy.
More stuff going on?
Gary's going to clean some house for me, and then I'm going to clean some house for myself. There's plenty of shenanigans going on when I'm not here.
Really?
He's a bad actor.
Even when I'm here, there's shenanigans.
He can act in a movie great, but this is just terrible.
Thank God the only person that needed to believe this was an idiot, so he fell for it.
The only person who acted worse than Howard. So he's like, wow.
Yeah.
Howard's
like
Olivier. Only,
right.
Do anything.
Well, you talked to Stuttering
change.
John.
For a change.
And that's all I'm going to say about it. So John was bumming out all the show yesterday after I said I was mad at him.
Right, yeah, because you put the final touches on it yesterday.
And John knows I actually am mad at him. On some level.
Yeah.
Well, that's why
John's always conniving and scheming behind my back.
I'm not conniving, but that's why it was so effective, because right. I know that you've been upset with all this Howard Stern show crew. And all.
So Gary hauls John in after the show. Gary has like a little 10-minute meeting with me to make like
so
we had a discussion.
Saying, yeah, I really am.
And he calls John.
Well, that's really, a dangerous. I should fire you.
Right. Like, that's a dangerous thing. He's keeping his mouth shut because he knows if he brings up the wrong thing, it's still an open wound, right?
Into the room.
Kathy calls me first and goes, Gary wants you to stay here before you leave because he needs to talk to you before you leave. So I'm like, oh, no.
You do something bad. Yeah.
That's like the principal thing.
Well, I started getting this.
Gary's thrilled, by the
He's
way.
All Pete. He's all Pete right now. He's so happy.
Sweating, you know, I was freaking out.
But you didn't think you were going to be fired.
Well, yeah, I thought it was either that or, you know, just another, you know, another dose of, another way of being reprimanded.
Well, you also said something yesterday about cleaning house. Gary was going to do some house cleaning.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you fell for it too, Robin. I
didn't fall for anything.
Oh, yeah.
She was hoping it was real.
fire.
Great.
All right, so here we go.
That's a big jacket.
So Gary brings John into the room, and, you know.
Now, this happened in the Jock Lounge because I kept seeing the door closed.
Yeah.
We had a hidden camera in those big speakers that we keep on the floor.
Oh.
And the premise was that, you know, John had some wacky book proposal going around in his name that had my name all over it. Mm. And I had caught wind of it, for real. And I got really pissed off about it. So Gary went in there to say, hey, it turns out that the book proposal showed its ugly head again somewhere.
So again, the premise is 100% believable.
Right.
And he was lucky he wasn't fired the first time this happened.
Yeah.
Literally the last person who should wear shoulder pads.
Bumper
and basically Gary.
What even Syracuse? Bumper full gum.
was sent in by me to be fired because I didn't want to fire him.
Didn't...
I didn't want to fire John myself. It would be too painful. So Gary was going to do it.
Gary's your hatchet man.
Right.
And Gary played it really well, you know, because he was almost like, looked like he was going to cry too.
All right. Well, here we go. He was upset for you.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
And Gary had said to me, listen, after I fire him, let's not tell him for a couple of days. I said, you want to know something? I think John would be so bummed out that he might kill himself.
Right, yeah.
He'd only done it for a couple of days.
I know, right?
Let that happen.
I said, don't let him leave. I mean, you know, fire him, leave the room, and then come back in and tell him because he'll kill himself.
I would definitely have reached for that jar of Prozac.
Right. You know, I didn't want to hear about the binge he went on for 3 days.
Well, we hear about
and
that every day
Gary,
now.
Yeah, that's literally every day of his life is that binge.
Walked into the office proud as a peacock.
I got him, Bull.
Well, it works so good.
I work so hard, and there's always a chance that something can go wrong. He could see the camera, someone could spill it. You try to tell as few people as possible.
All right, here we go.
Well, I know Gary's been working up to this for weeks.
I know, bothering me.
I thought of this.
Calling me every day.
I thought of this the Friday before we went on Christmas vacation.
And by the way, it's not even creative.
So think about it. He spent all of Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Probably this is all he was thinking about. Was just getting back to work and doing this to John. Revenge. I tested a theory yesterday. I sent Stuttering John a positive super chat, but purposely and incorrectly used their than effect too. And in one super chat, Stuttering John, zero corrections.
Yeah.
I bought that bitch. His principles are for sale. Mug Lee. Scientist extraordinaire over here. I love it.
It's like the Oppenheimer of the Dabbleverse.
I love it.
But I think great. It's funny when people spell wrong on purpose.
Oh, and it's everyone spell wrong. And everyone.
Yeah, because then he has to yell at you.
Yeah.
Well, it's also funny when somebody spells like rape or something wrong because they can't write it. And he right. gets on them for that. It's like he doesn't right. know they can't write it.
You don't know how to spell rape, you idiot.
I'm going to take John in a room and fire him.
I mean, you know,
and watch him and no, watch no. him get upset.
No, the,
I mean, it's not creative at all.
It's not creative, but the setup has to be done right. And I did have to run the cable through the ceiling so the camera worked.
Right.
But
the only thing is, like, you know, what's next? Telling me I have cancer. You know, it's the only right. thing that could be worse.
All right.
Know?
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, but nobody can tell you that you have cancer if you don't get checked for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not.
It turns out Gary told me I got a tumor. I don't know how he knows, but got to be right.
To figure out a good, funny way to do it.
Where does the cable have to be run?
Yeah. Up his butt. All right, here we go.
I'm wired, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Sit down.
Is that you whispering? Like, sit down.
Who's that all about? He's like De Niro.
Are you nervous or something?
Let me tell you something. This is so elaborate that I had Kathy come and put papers on every chair except for the one I wanted John to sit in.
Right.
Yeah, those boxes.
That's
like Bob and Jim on the road.
That's so weird.
The Load Warriors theory over there. Bob, I'm going to put merch on everything in the room except the beds.
No, that's why that
we
was.
We put boxes on everything, so John could only sit in the one chair.
Right, because you had a camera.
We would get the best camera.
That was
angle.
Smart.
Well, sit down and I'll tell you
what I do.
So
what he's always guilty. That is, he knows he's always done something.
Mm-hmm. Because he's always scheming. He's always plotting something.
Yeah.
So
what did I do? Because he knows he's done something.
Right, but he's literally not sure what they've caught him on. Right. So he's asking, no, for real, what did I do that you guys figured out so far?
Hey, he just wanted to sit down with him.
Guilty already.
So I guess, remember that whole thing that went on like at Christmas time?
You sound nervous yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
That's why I'm like, oh,
but that's
man.
Great because Gary would have terrible time firing somebody.
I told him, I said,
not really.
I don't know if we left it in at one point. I go, John, my heart's pounding. That's when I knew something was wrong.
When you called me about the book, right? About the whole book, and you said you weren't doing everything. My heart's fucking pounding. Somehow it ended up on Buckwald's desk, right? This whole proposal, right? And I told, I sat down with Howard, and I told him that. You know what I'm saying? I said, you know, this I called you about this a couple of months ago, but like Buckwald flipped over it. He's flipped over it.
Yeah, Buckwell's my agent.
Yeah.
So, you know, Gary blamed it that Buckwell was flipping out, which is good. So Buckwell's flipping out. Howard then learned of it. He's flipping out. And
meanwhile, Buckwald would flip out. Oh, and I think Buckwald did flip out when they first heard of this.
John's panicking.
And remember, if they didn't catch wind of this, this thing would have gone forward.
Right.
The only reason he stopped is because he got caught.
Right. Well, don't forget. Yeah, John has called Buckwald a douche, which means.
Uh-huh.
He was on to John.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Heart's pounding.
Yeah. And Gary sounds like the one being fired.
I know.
Well, we can't talk.
The one being fired.
I know.
You end up on Buckwell's desk? Sometime last week.
How could that be?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But Buckwell flipped over it, and Howard flipped over it.
Yeah, I have it on paper. A firing of that guy as soon as Christmas that thing happened.
I know.
What? What was that? A fire. It's like, what? There's a fire somewhere? What?
He sounds like Cato Kaler.
Listen to him.
Listen to him explaining himself.
Well, at least I don't know how that.
I find that guy.
I have it on.
As soon as Christmas, that thing happened. Yeah. As soon as Christmas, that thing happened. Julie, you legend. Hey, Don, a crap day at work, but cheered up on here. Stuttering John's ability, never take the blame, is Ted Bundy level of narcissism. His hostage video threats to Silent Mike was funny as fuck. Thank you.
Exactly.
Beef curtain lips. Let's go. he can't sit like a human. Yeah, even his posture is defeated. Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show.
Paper.
No one even knows what he's talking about. You never know what John's talking about. You never know what he's talking about.
All non sequiturs.
Right? And you had no idea what he was talking about.
I had a vague idea, but.
Yeah, I got to hear that again.
I'm saying I fired the guy ever since that fiasco.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly clear. It's like. I don't know. John, can you explain that to me?
I don't understand.
Listen to this. How could that be?
Yeah, wait, yeah, listen to this explanation again. But.
I have no idea. I have no idea. But Buckwell flipped over it, and Howard flipped over it.
Yeah, I have a I fired the paper boy.
Yeah. Paper boy got fired. Yeah. John, focus.
Yeah,
I fired. I got.
You said he fired on paper.
He had keywords: fired, paper, Christmas.
And I just, it's like Tonto from the Lone Ranger talking to you.
Go, I know.
Yeah, I know. No, you don't. No one knows. You don't even know what he's saying.
Christmas happened.
Fire, Christmas, paper.
I don't get it.
Fire, Christmas happened. Soon as Christmas, that thing happened.
Is it fire?
That's what Cato does. You know what? That's Cato. You know, why do people want to slam this Cato's head into a screen? You know, I'm watching TV, and I swear I'm never watched. I'm
right,
telling
did
you.
Did you watch it again?
I happen to tune by it. And this Marcia Clark is angry.
Yes.
And the woman comes on, the commentator. She says, "Why is Marcia Clark angry? Why is she spending all this time with Cato Kaelin?" I go, "You don't know why?
Who
what are you
this?
Stupid?
Greta Van Sisters?
I don't know. One of them, the Yenta from Fox. They're sitting there and they're let her get on with it.
Like,
what
profile
are you talking about?
Oh my God.
This guy is telling you in the one breath that OJ was a little upset,
and he's changing testimony."
Of course, he's obviously not being
forthcoming.
Like John.
They're the paper.
I mean, this is exactly what Cato Kaelin says. I love the paper. The paper. I fired the paper. Wait, I got to hear that again. This is too good.
And Howard flipped over it.
Yeah, I have a paper. I'm firing of that guy as soon as Christmas, that thing happened.
I know.
I know.
He just had a bunch of words in his hand. Yeah.
Yeah. And Gary just goes, "No, I know. I hear you.
Howard's trying to make an example or something, but I think that, like, that he's just sort of like, he told me, he's going to come in and talk to you, but basically he told me, like, he's going to let you go. Although he said he'd still use you for interviews and stuff from time to time, but I think that I couldn't really say anything because I feel like my ass is on the line. You know, I'm treading on dangerous water myself, and I couldn't really, you know, couldn't really say anything because, you know,
I'm treading on dangerous water myself.
These barely as coherent as I am.
I know. Two incoherent guys with a job.
What is Gary talking about?
Gary has to fire you, but he's not clear why he's firing you, and you're not clear on what your answer is.
I think Howard's going to talk to you, and he's going to let you go, but he will use you on interviews occasionally.
But see, I knew that was a write-off. Like, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right. Yeah, that was just being nice.
Yeah. He'll never hear from you again.
Meanwhile, Gary's treading himself.
He's treading on thin water.
I'm treading, Wolf.
I'm skating on thin water.
I'm doing a dog paddle.
I'm skating on thin water.
Somehow that never sounds right when he uses
he
those words.
He never gets them quite right.
He's always like, I'm treading on dangerous water.
But he's...
He's always treading.
Isn't it treading on... What is
no,
it?
No, he's actually, you're skating on thin ice is what he's trying
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, and treading on what?
Where there's smoke, there's wall paint.
You're treading, saying about
treading on dangerous ground? Would that be
no.
it?
No. Treading on
thin water. Treading water.
I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Dangerous ground.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it.
It always sounds wrong.
Gary always
I thought it was just treading water. You know, I'm treading water.
No.
I don't know what he's saying.
No, hey, listen, I wouldn't attempt it if I didn't know.
As stupid as I am, your choice is bad.
There he is touching him again. He's always really, touching him. It's really weird.
I just hate that.
His jacket looks like a sleeping bag with lapels, doesn't it? It really does. I mean, Looney Tunes said he's the last guy that should have shoulder pads in a jacket. Yeah. He should be wearing shoulder pads.
At least take the clothes hanger out of it.
I mean, yeah. That would be nice.
Hanging up.
I could listen to Fred do Stuttering John all day. I mean, I'm with you. John sounds like Mersh when he was having a stroke at Christmas. Yeah. Just got over pink eye. Ooh. Doctor said I likely caught it watching John's live stream. Sounds about right, Lady Di. Mm-hmm. Hope you're doing well.
Gary's treading. John's treading.
Fire Christmas paper.
Hassled me about the T-shirt and about what went on in Dallas and what went on in Atlantic City and stuff. And, you know, he just said, listen, I think John's a great guy, but it's just too much. He goes, it's just too much. He's out there doing
December.
But you know what it is? I think it's not propaganda. You know, it's not the book. Mm. It's everything that led up to it. And this is just like tips it off. And
tips it
you're
off.
You're right. You know, you're absolutely right. It's not.
Just tips it off. Gary is full of non-sequiturs. What are you trying to say there?
Mr. Cliche.
Tipped it over the edge is what I meant to say.
Tips it off.
I'm skating on thin ice, and this just tips it off.
But I think that
I think he's trying to say
last call.
But I we call him about that too.
But he was really unhappy about that the way that turned out. I just think that he feels like we're all like hanging on his name and stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't. I mean, I'm flipped out because I mean you're like one of my best friends, and I you know what can I say?
And I'm gonna be sorry.
What
to
can
see
I say?
Go.
You know, I said, hey, you know, give him one more chance. And I was like, one more chance. You know, he's like, listen, he goes, it's not only me.
You're a real pussy. Why don't you just fire the guy?
Yeah, why did you say you were going to come talk to him?
Everything Howard.
Well, because I'm not firing him.
You know, but if you ever have to fire him, I'll fire him.
I will fire him.
No, don't blame Howard. I want him.
Let me ask you something. Why is he saying Howard's going to talk to John?
It's all coming up, Rob. Why don't you listen to the end?
Come on, give the guy a break.
I just wanted to know.
Because we're listening. Because at one point.
It's part of his way of revealing.
No. And at one point, Robin, be quiet.
I'm talking to Howard.
At one point, Howard was actually going to come and watch it on the monitor, and he thought he might come in.
Yeah, no, this was a setup. This was a setup.
All right.
And also, it keeps John hanging around. We didn't want him leaving.
Right.
It's Don, they just feel like it's almost like it's if you're dangerous that you can't be controlled. They feel like everybody, you know, even me and you and Gorilla and everybody's out there doing stuff, and it's just bumming them out. It's just bumming them out.
Me, you, the other monkey, the Gorilla,
all the other animals.
And I know he said he would send you out on some interviews, you know, possibly in the future. I mean, I think he's going to cool off about this. I don't know what'll happen, but I know tonight he's not going to send you out on that thing. He's gonna. I guess he's gonna send Grillo, and he's hoping to get a hold of Vic.
Stuttering Vic.
That's the clincher.
I don't know what to say. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Look at him. Look at the way he's sitting. Look at this.
That's the way he sits normally now.
The reason why Stuttering John's posture is awful is because he's spineless. Mm. By the way, I told y'all he was like Sliwa, no graffiti. Right? Yeah, that's right. You, Joseph, you did call that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Wow. It was the icing on the lasagna. Thank you, Slim.
Avatar has almost run its course. Just wanted to say Vinny's beard glitter was the best $20 I spent on the creep off. I love it. I love it.
Yep.
Is that what they're calling dudes load now? Beard glitter? Okay. It looks good on him.
Years I've been here.
It's his career. 7 years. Seven years.
Seven years of my life.
It would have been funny if he offered to blow Gary.
Oh my God. Gary, between you and I, I'll give you the best blowjob you ever had.
What would it take to change this?
Right. You're looking really good these days, Garrett.
Yeah, you ordered 100%.
See, grilled. Hello. Walk, 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 walk.
I need a big dick.
I mean, before I went in, like, you know, Johnny, maybe it's an April Fool's joke, but I said, nah, Howard wouldn't say it on the air and all that. This is definitely not an April Fool's joke.
Oh, yes.
I try to do everything.
You know what the problem is? I mean, I could smell it coming for one of us. I guess it's, I mean,
so it's always smelling stuff.
I could smell it coming because it was tipping it off
in the water.
In the water. It's like Gary can't even get this prank off because he's too busy being Gary in it.
The water was
when
thin.
I was skating on thin ground.
On thin water.
It could have just as easily been me. Hold on a second. I know he wants to come down. I mean, he doesn't want this to be hard feelings. So he wants to come down and he's going to come
That's
down.
Not his, he's not looking at a cell phone, by the way. He's just staring at his hands. This was before, you know, the iPhones and all that shit.
Yeah, here's the fighter we all hear about.
Yeah.
No, just like.
That's me faking that I'm dialing the phone to get him to come down.
Yeah, we're in the guest lounge. All right, cool. He's going to come down. He just wants to, like, you know how Howard is. He doesn't like confrontation, but I think he appreciates what you've done over the years.
Not really.
I think he wants to, I think he just wants to give you a good send off.
Listen.
What better way than to videotape it? Oh, I love it.
Florida Nick!
That'd be cool. And I mean, just shake his hand. That'd be cool because you don't, don't slam any doors. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to trash me in the air.
At some point, he's going to have to say.
What's his first thought? Now he's going to trash me on the air. He trashed you on the air when you worked there for fucking 7 years.
At some point, he's going to have to discuss it, but I don't think he'll hammer you. I mean, he'll just say, hey, you know what? We did our time together, and it just, became a part. I mean, one thing Howard's really cool about, he wouldn't trash you because he knows that you're going to try to go out there and make a living and stuff and do something.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck, Gary, man.
Maybe you can hook up with Conan. Whoa, 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 whoa,
I love Gary giving him ideas. Maybe you can hook up with Conan.
Yeah, the McDonald's down the block was hiring.
Yeah, Conan.
Out there and make a living and stuff and do something.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck, Gary, man.
Maybe you can hook up with Conan, get rid of that guy that's
on the... fucking...
All right. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Maybe you can kill Andy Richter and take his spot. Have you thought of that?
They come back, he's hanging. This went too far.
Just a pool of blood on his shirt. He cut himself. There was something sharp left in the room.
I'd rather not work.
So now I leave,
yeah.
Right? And then I come back and I tell him that you don't want to talk to him.
Oh, good.
That is a funny point. He goes, you can maybe hook up with Conan. And then John actually hooks up with Jay Leno. Yeah. That's pretty wild.
I'm sorry, man. Don't hold this against me.
No. So I walk out and then I come right back.
He's getting fired from a job he makes no money at.
And he's bummed.
Yeah.
Thought he was going to come down, but he's not going to come down. He said, but he's not mad.
I just don't have time to say goodbye.
Oh, man. I swear to God, I tried to do everything. I didn't want to do anything, at all.
Well, how are you? I mean, you're in pretty good shape, financially, right? I mean, I know you're in an apartment and stuff, but I mean, you're doing okay in the stock market and stuff?
Not really. After this fiasco, I don't even have, the only guy we have is Adam.
Right.
What do you say?
He said the only guy we had is Adam. We just had some trouble in the stock market. John and I just earlier.
This is all perfect. Everything's going on here.
John just took a hit, so that's not working out.
Even his stock market isn't working.
Yeah, and then I was with my brother all weekend.
Wow, the king of Luke and coffee wasn't good at stock back then.
Shocking.
was yelling at me for paying too much for an apartment. So it's like all just coming in my head, like, oh, right. No. Like,
now I really screwed up.
Right, but I mean, you know.
The little money you had from this show is not even coming in.
And you still have the deal. You still have the other record deal, right? And you got the publishing deal and stuff. You still got all that stuff.
That's done now. That's just, you know, give you one advance.
But I mean, you're going to do another record, right?
I don't know. Depends on what fucking, you know.
Not now he's not. He's not on the show.
But I'm telling him, at least.
Super true.
How's he going to be good with stocks? He takes all his advice from people that call into shit. It's a great point, Ryan. It's a great point. It's the only reason he got involved in stocks.
He got this, and he doesn't have any of it.
Yeah. So it turns out he has nothing.
But now, I mean, he's down to mumbling.
At this point, I'm in the fetal position.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm crawling up on the couch. I can't wait to watch this on the E-Show.
Because I saw it out sitting up, and I slowly, like, cowered.
I don't know, man. My clothes are rented, man.
All of a sudden, all the truth, the ugly truth comes out.
It's not my own teeth.
It's all a pyramid scheme. It's all crumbling.
I don't know, man. It's just, I really try to do everything by the book. I went up to him. I talked to him. He told me don't do it. I fucking called him. And they sent me some proposal. It was fucking all that I told him not to do. I called him. I said, dude.
Okay, so he says, I talked to him, he said, don't do it. Then I went to him, I told him no. Then they sent me a proposal. Why would they send you a proposal if you've already said no to the idea, right, to the project? Yeah.
Right. They wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
No.
You can't do. Sent them a letter, fucking firing. I have a letter firing the guy.
You still have the letter?
Yeah, and I don't know how this could have happened. I don't know how.
Again, so back then it was letters. Now it's screenshots. Now I got the screenshots. Yes, go ahead, Community Notes.
We've looked into it. John's lying.
Okay, thank you, Community Notes.
That could have got anywhere. I have a letter firing the guy. And then I called you that weekend. I told you what had happened.
Right, there was a Christmas
time. And I called Robin. Remember, she yelled at me.
Oh, Joseph, this is a great one. Yeah, there's a Howard Stern Vegas show where Stuttering John is on the couch drunk and slowly melts into the couch before he ends up spilling his beer on the Wallflowers guy.
Oh.
Not only do I want to watch this, but I want to get Phelan to join us because Phelan was working there at the time. This was drinking show that they did in L.A., and I want Phelan to do it with us so he can give us the behind-the-scenes of the drinking show.
Beautiful
story. Yeah, Vic goes from obscurity to Dabbleverse demigod. Yeah, man, Vic, little does he know what's waiting for him over here. The hero's welcome he'll receive in the Dabbleverse.
Out on
you. And then you talk to Howard, and then he said, we'll talk, you know, all right. And then.
What do you think Karen's going to say? She's going to be bummed out.
Goodbye. Goodbye. It's so long. I'm not your girlfriend anymore.
So this was before Susanna. This was Karen he was going out with.
I go with the show.
It'd be great if John's like, doesn't matter. She cheated on me with the whole football team. You know, he's like admitting the shit on there.
To a Grillo.
Yeah, I'm dating Grillo now.
Hold on. I think Phelan ended up drinking 20 beers that night. They kept counting. Everyone kept track of everybody's drinks. John got belligerent, sloppy drunk. He did end up spilling beer on Jacob Dylan, Bob Dylan's kid from the Wallflowers. Geez. Spilled it on his coat.
Don't get me wet.
Yeah, and they were actually doing Bob Dylan impressions in front of him. Like, they were so wasted. It's a really funny show.
I can see Phelan drinking 20 beers and being drunk, but still being somewhat in control because he's a big fucking guy.
Let me tell you something. The greatest 30 hours of my life was in Amsterdam with Phelan and his brother. And that's all I can is just laughing and having the time of my life with those two for 30 hours straight.
He has to be a fun drunk.
He's a fun everything.
He's a fun guy, everything. Yeah. Yes.
You remember back in the day, Howard would talk about going to those, what do they call them? The Natty or Nappy conventions or something. And it was like, they would bring shows to like meet advertisers, right, for the upcoming season of TV shows and stuff. And they used to do them in like New Orleans and stuff. And he'd always bring Phelan with him. And he'd always be like, Phelan's the best to hang out with.
Right.
He is, 100%.
One of the first times I was up at the studio, I was in the office. And nobody knew me from anybody, of course. And he like came out and was talking to me. He was like, yeah, it was great. You know, you did great today. Like, such a good guy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, totally.
Yeah.
How did you guys pull off the block party? That always shocked me that Howard Stern let that go. Well, you know, it's funny because the block party wasn't hard because of the Killers of Comedy. Mm-hmm. See, what Bob realized, and was very smart on his part, was every time we do a gig, as long as we bring something back content-wise, it would generate discussion on the air. It would generate ticket sales for the next shows. Usually something ridiculous happened with Sal or Richard or somebody.
Yeah, and Howard had a whole day on it.
Yeah, or yeah, Beat.
And or Beat, and I was there with my recorder capturing everything and coming back on the air. So he was getting content out of it, so he liked it. John was doing backdoor shit and guys were leaving work early and, like, you know what I mean? It was in the way. It was fucking with work, where we were just like, when our work's done, we're going on the road. And then when we come back, we're bringing shit with us that we did on the road. You didn't even ask for it. We did it on our own, you know? And so the block party was kind of like the same way when it started and it wasn't really doing much. Howard loved talking about seeing Scott and Ronnie fight about the shows and stuff. And then once he started becoming more mainstream, he was like, you know, I can't have my limo driver out there doing shows and
let's fuck some hoes.
Stomped it out like a campfire. Mm-hmm. That was it.
I think your best bet is to, like, sort of regroup, like, take it easy. I don't know what's going to go on in this.
And that's all he's ever done.
Two words of advice.
Uh-oh. Here comes his reveal.
The douchey Gary. This is douchey as hell.
Look, wait, two words.
he's gonna now show him the camera. All right. Should have had him suffer more.
I know, but it was...
Yeah, he's not twisting enough.
He's twisting pretty good.
If I can give you two words of advice, don't brush, and then you get bad teeth, and someone else will hire you like they hire me.
So the camera's in the speaker.
Don't look a gift horse in the ass.
Yeah. Two gift horses with one stone, John. Thank you.
Two words of advice, and I pull the speaker down so you can see the camera, and I say this.
I think the best two words I can give you is Gary Puppet.
Gary's so proud of that. He goes, Gary Puppet.
I don't think John even understood it yet.
Yeah,
he didn't understand what was
John
going on.
John is ready to cry. John doesn't understand this is even a prank right now.
Why are you taping me for you firing me?
He's like, why are you breaking the speaker? Are you going to blame that on me?
Look at Gary's face. He looks like a chef after somebody loved what he gets brought over.
Gary Puppet, Wolf.
Puppet.
I have two words of advice. Gary Puppet.
I have two words of advice. You can smell it coming.
No, you're a dick. You're a dick because you got me fucking twice. And now you know what it feels like to be on the shit end. Hey, Planet is.
You know what?
We're done.
Great joke.
It's
a great joke. I mean, I'm not going to hate you for the rest of your life like you hate me.
Come on back here. I've been planning this since Christmas, and I wasn't even going to do this to you.
Look how mad he is. Look how mad he is.
He's enjoying it, yeah.
What's up, mannequin hair? What's going on?
Then,
hey, listen, stole Lee Majors.
yeah. It looks like a crash test dummy. They dressed up to look like a person, you know.
But I was thinking of a way to get back. I wasn't going to do this to you, and then you did the thing where I lost all my money. Now,
what thing?
With the stockbroker. Sit down, man.
He's so bad.
I didn't leave you hanging all week.
And Gary won't stop touching him, which has got to drive him even more crazy.
Because it's always funny when somebody, you know, we're gonna leave narcissist, if you're fucking with somebody, it's hilarious. If somebody fucks at all with you, it's not funny. There's nothing funny about that.
Come here, relax. Let me pet your hair. Come here. Calm down.
Let me see if you got any bugs in your hair.
For a day, Howard thought that was too cruel. So I let your entire misery lasted 10 and a half minutes.
No, my entire misery
started around 9:30.
My entire misery was an entire weekend long.
You were still like in shock, weren't you?
Yeah, I couldn't snap out of this.
You weren't
thing.
Even sure if you were fired still.
Yeah, I was in like a cocoon.
Right.
Yeah, because like, it still didn't sound happy.
No, not at all. Now I don't know
just
whether
to get your job back. You don't even celebrate.
I don't know whether to hate Gary or I don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
I know which way that.
You don't know what to say, because Gary immediately goes, "Okay, now we're even." And we're never playing practical jokes on each other again. And John's—I know John's already planning his next.
Got something up his sleeve.
Well, I already got another one for John.
Because John came down with me yesterday and said, guess what I'm going to do?" And he already told me his next one, and it's awful.
It was the one that I refrained from doing because I thought it would be too cruel.
Yeah.
Well, I got another one for you. I was going to get you with two since you got me with two, but I let it be.
Right. He has another one planned on you, so.
An awesome one.
Yeah. He's going to get to the point where they'll be shooting at
you. Yeah, right. See, Gary hired a hitman to come kill you. But it's only a goof.
And then another whole day when I thought I lost all my money.
But it was Gary.
Well, what's wrong?
Jackie's idea to fuck with the fucking Gary puppet.
Wait a goddamn minute.
So
what?
He didn't have anything to do with this, really.
What?
A Blunder Years exclusive.
Wow.
Let's hear that again. Mr. I came up with the Gary puppet bit.
Yeah.
I've heard him say that countless times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right.
I lost all my money.
But it was Gary.
Well, what's wrong?
Jackie's idea to fuck with the fucking Gary puppet.
But isn't this funny?
It's beautiful. It's perfect. It's perfect.
And then what? Is that it? Are we done? Well, or now you got to get me back?
No, I mean, my next one was going to be on Scotty. You already know.
Okay,
that.
But you're done with me now?
Is that right? You got one on Scott coming up?
Yeah.
The cruelest of all.
Really? Shh, don't say it. I want to hear it.
His buddy, Scott. Mm-hmm.
Of course, he won't be looking for it now.
No. It wouldn't matter. Though, what's funny to me is Scott will have to dub it off, whatever.
Yeah. Scott will have to make a copy of it so it'll be ready.
That is a very funny point. Robin says Scott's going to have to edit the prank down to play for air.
For the air.
Fast.
That's pretty funny, John. Yeah. Especially your explanation to Gary.
No, he's not going to put a dollar on a string. He's going to put a wig on a string.
You remember when they did that? They put the wig on the fishing pole? No. Yeah, they did that for Scott. He got a wig, and they put it on a fishing pole. And Fred would make him move and do the voice.
Oh, my God.
Now, John, if it's five practical jokes to one, why would you be planning another one?
Because that's what he does.
Well, no, on the tape, I said, I go, well, if Howard wants me to stop doing them, I'll stop doing them.
Oh, yeah, like Howard's feeding you the ideas.
No, but
you get an idea.
Do what you want to do. I don't care.
They just occurred naturally to John.
No, John gets an idea and he goes to Howard. Howard goes, yeah, do whatever you want.
I don't even want to know about
John,
it. Just do it.
John takes that as if Howard's giving him the money and funding him.
Yeah. Well,
it's a great point. All his miserable life, he can never take a joke. It's true. Yeah. He admitted he has no publishing and only got a single advance for his record. Wow. Okay, Bill. Saw Phelan at Govs. Is he not a Stut John fan too? No.
No, he's not.
He's
a Rico fan.
He's a huge Rico fan. Brian's the one who gave me the heads up on John sending his buddies out the last time I was out there. Don't count your gifted horses before they hatch. Thank you, Slim.
That's true.
Garyisms 101. Doesn't matter. Karen beats me. Howard's trashing me. Doesn't matter. Karen beats me. Howard's trashing me. Right. Howard's always trashing. Ray still wants to know if this is a word. No. Tell him to mind his business. I know he's a free agent, according to manager Carlos Danger.
Seeing how badly John took this, and then the whole Artie Anthony thing when they were busting his balls. Wouldn't you have paid anything to see John sitting in O&A when Patrice and Voss and Norton were there?
Oh, that my been, God.
It would have been brutal.
He would have ran as fast and jumped right out the window. He would have ended it all right there.
You sure would?
Huh?
Carl just Venmo'd me $50 to get us off the air before WATP starts at 5.
Okay, deal. You got it.
Gary, did it go as good as you expected?
It did, but you know what? It doesn't feel as good because he's pretty bummed out.
John, are you relieved?
Yeah, in fact, it's
Cunningham. Oh,
where's Olivia Newton-John? Make him into Olivia Newton-John.
Sandy. Yo, did he used to go to Hair Club for Men or something? Wow. This thing in the front looks weird as fuck.
Yeah, that's a coif, man.
All I know is grease is the word, man.
Greasy greaser is what they're calling them. Rico tonight? Yes, there is a Rico tonight. 7 o'clock. This is amazing. Did you get a shot, boys?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. You know, it was...
I gotta go meet some great. I gotta meet a Kanicki.
Kanicki. Joke. You know, Rilla called it. Oh.
How did it make you feel when you were in there?
I don't want to ruin that fucking joke. No, but you didn't know about it, did you?
No.
So then what the fuck? What the fuck? You're so paranoid.
Yeah.
Rilla said to me, John, it's.
Hey, you guys ready for this rumble later tonight?
I gotta go hit a jukebox and make it start.
He pulls a comb out of his back pocket.
Hey, I gotta load 80 pounds of salt on my bike. I'll be back.
Hey, Ralph Mouth, give me a hand.
you know what day it is? And I said, when? He goes, April Fool's Day is coming up. And I said, yeah, but Howard said on the air, I didn't think it was an April Fool's joke, man.
How did it make you feel when, like, Gary was telling you that?
I felt like I was, like, you know, I'll leave my family, you know, leaving, like, a part of, you know, and if I'm ever going to leave here, I don't want to leave on, I don't want to get fired. Gary did great. Okay. Really great.
His best acting yet.
His best acting yet. That was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Gary was very,
Gary
Weinstein over here in the day.
No, come on, you got a touch.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Come to daddy.
Now, John has since said that he knew about it, right?
Is that correct? He knew he was being pranked. And,
we know John well enough now. He would have said, I knew.
Well, the big reveal today is whatchamacallit? Jackie came up with the Gary puppet thing. He admitted
and he didn't get rights to his songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he wrote, there was nothing written in the bathroom. Like, it's amazing. Right.
Oh,
what came out
thank you, Bob.
Play
thank
it again.
You.
Just play it straight through. So
you,
people,
you're goddamn right. We'll play it again.
It's just really amazing. There we go.
We're going to need more of those for tonight. In case you missed it, the beginning of the show, we played
Jimmy Dean sausage. James Dean.
Sausage. James Dean sausage. I like it. Okay, hold on. That manager. Okay, I'll play this. I'll put this up after we play. But this is Vinny and Carl doing the creep off, and they And they call, I guess, Stevie Tomatoes to find out, is Carl really on the hook for this vandalism? So look what we learned.
Buddy was accused of doing graffiti in the bathroom.
Can you guys, like, just stop? Like, it's harassment at this point.
Oh, I'm honestly not trying to harass.
Stop. It's a restaurant. Like, just stop already. It's ridiculous. So, like, what are we, five?
I am not 5'0", ma'am. I just want to make sure my friend isn't.
Well,
like,
you guys
billed.
Are all acting like you're 5, like writing bad reviews and all that. Like,
my gosh, we have nothing. We have nothing to do with that. We have nothing to do with that. I just want to make sure that my co-host isn't blamed for this and is billed because somebody said
like,
that he's
going to be
billed.
Like, stop. There's no graffiti here. Like, just stop.
Okay, no problem, ma'am.
Like, just stop. It's
no
so
problem.
Ridiculous.
You will never hear my voice again. You have a beautiful
day.
And I'm sorry to bother
appreciate
you.
Appreciate that.
No problem. I appreciate it, too.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And don't put bad reviews, people.
No,
don't do that.
No.
I mean, unless you go there and you don't enjoy it.
You can put a funny review and give 4 stars because that's still a great review.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, I love the food and I love the fact that there was a stuttering buffoon at the bar. 4 stars.
Just go in there and go, I love the food there. I'm 5. And then give them 4 stars.
Yeah.
If you look at them, that's what the vast majority of those reviews are. They're 5-star reviews that just mentioned John.
There you go. There you go. But no graffiti here is the big takeaway from that, I think. So it'll be interesting when John's done with school today. He'll be on later. Mm-hmm. So we'll be looking forward to that. And we will be on later as well.
Let's do eight.
You want to do eight tonight?
Yeah, because the people get home and all that.
Okay.
Get home. Yeah.
8 o'clock tonight. All right. Now, do us a huge favor. Go over and watch Carl. They're doing a special emergency show.
Stay tuned for an emergency show.
Thank you. You can lead a gift horse to water, but you can't skate in its mouth. Chris Angler.
You really can't.
Yeah. And you know exactly what to say and when to say. Mm-hmm. Joining late, that manager has a lot of balls griping Vinny. Carl was not only accused of vandalism, but threatened with actions by that manager. He is very right to call and find out what's up. Mm-hmm. Now, do we know, Kay, if that's the manager that made those comments? Do we even know if that manager made comments like that about Carl?
Right?
I mean, who's giving us this information? John. So we have to take that into account. So he Venmo'd you $50 for a hamburger on Tuesday? Yes. Correct. The joke reviews were all 4 and 5 star, Karen. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
So, and that's all people look at, right? They look at the stars.
Yeah, that's it. Joseph Silva. Hey, fellas, Big Islanders game as they're fighting for a playoff spot. I don't know if I can get to watch Rico later. We'll see you boys tomorrow. You got it. You got it. The Silvas, good people over there.
They ain't going to make it.
Yeah, the manager didn't. John made it all. I agree with Tiger. Mm-hmm. John's just, hunting for something. Yeah. So never happened. And Mars is a genius, so I support Mars. All right, we'll be back 8 o'clock tonight. Rico. Thank you. Anything plugs? Anything? Or are we saving it for later?
Let's do it later.
All right. We'll see you guys later. 8 o'clock. Bye, everybody.